enjoying the show? You can help others find it and enjoy it too by giving us a 5-star rating or review. If you feel like reaching out to us with a question or comment, you can send us an email at mywifetherd@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit our website at mywifethedietitian.com, as well as our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Enjoy the show. It's Rob and Sandra from My Wife the Dietitian. Hello, Sandra.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Sandra.
Today we're talking about SMASH, the low mercury and low heavy metal small fish that we should include more often through the week.
I know you're going to ask me what SMASH stands for because you always do.
Yes.
Actually, I'm going to ask you what it stands for a change.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Let's see if you know.
Well, sardines.
Yeah, you got one.
That's a very small fish.
Yes, it is.
And mackerel. Very okay. Oily.
Yeah, I like mackerel. Yeah, they're tasty.
And we're not talking about king mackerel because that's a high mercury fish. So different type of mackerel. And then anchovies.
Oh, yummy.
Pizza. You think of pizza, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. I have an anchovy story I'll tell later.
Okay. Salmon, wild.
That's so wild.
Wild salmon. And herring.
Herring.
The Icelandic type fish, eh?
That's the stuff we get in the jar, right? That's kind of pickled. And
like the roll mops?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those are good.
So good. Marinated herring.
A bunch
herring.
Of those with my lunch today.
Very fatty fish. So these are all cold water fatty fish that are really good for omega-3s.
Which we need. That's the good fat, right?
Exactly.
We want lots of that.
What are the benefits of omega-3s?
That's brain health, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Brain
Absolutely.
Health, probably good for your heart because everything healthy is good for your heart.
Those are the top two reasons right there.
There you go. I think it's good for your vision too, isn't it? Your eyesight?
Yes, there you go.
Yeah. Me, I'm 3 for 3.
Yep.
I'm not even cheating.
You've been learning lots.
What else is there? Probably your bone health. Probably good for your bones. Maybe not. I don't know. Fish, the calcium in the fish is good for your bones though.
You got it. So yeah, if it's a canned fish with the bones, such as sardines and salmon, mackerel.
Yeah, yeah.
Anchovies.
Well, probably. They're really little though, but I'm sure they have bones maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but when you mix up you stir in the bones with the fish and, you know, they're absorbable bones.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not like the full bones, like if you cook a fish. We're not talking about that. We don't want you to be choking and getting bones stuck in your throat.
No, these are just like tiny, tiny little, like grains of sand almost.
Yeah, they crush up because they've been canned.
Exactly. Yeah, tiny. So they're good to eat.
Yeah, exactly. So you mentioned it. You said the heart health, that's a benefit. So it reduces triglycerides and lowers blood pressure. It's anti-inflammatory. So that's really good for our arteries.
Mm-hmm.
Really important. Great for brain health, the DHA in the omega-3s. And mood and mental health. So reduces anxiety and depression.
It's a big one.
Yeah. And the eye health you mentioned, we did a whole episode on eye health, episode 10. And omega-3s can reduce your risk of age-related macular degeneration. Really important.
Hmm.
Remember we talked about that?
I do, yeah. Yep.
And it is an anti-inflammatory. So when we talk about the anti-inflammatory diet, which is episode 19, we talked all about that. It really helps our immune system and reduces our risk for autoimmune diseases.
Nice.
And pregnancy, super important in pregnancy for the fetal brain and eye development.
I thought you were going to say it reduces pregnancy. That'd be interesting.
Yeah,
new contraceptive on the market, sardines.
No, actually, the opposite for people trying to get pregnant or trying to improve their fertility. Guess what?
This is going in an interesting direction. I can't wait to hear what you're going to say.
What's in oysters?
Omega-3? No.
They are, but yes.
Zinc?
Yeah.
Oh, zinc. Okay, yeah. That's what you're going with.
Really important for fertility and hormones to get enough zinc. So that's actually something in fish is fish has a lot of zinc, especially oysters and...
All fish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And vitamin D, which is so important for...
Your mood, yeah. I think, big time.
Yeah. And it's one that's... A third of Canadians are deficient in vitamin D.
I feel like you're testing me a lot today.
Well,
you keep looking at me and pointing. Like, I hated when the teacher did that to me in class.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just unprepared. I'm sitting here staring out the window, listening to you talk. Then all of a sudden you're glaring at me wanting an answer. And it's totally snowing here right now. That's why I'm looking out the window, because it's not supposed to be snowing in March. It's crazy.
Yeah. So the other fat-soluble vitamin in fish is vitamin A.
Okay, vitamin A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that actually is a good way to get vitamin A and vitamin D and zinc and potassium and iodine, which is really important for our thyroid health.
Hmm. Yeah, that's like a superfood almost.
Yeah, fish is really important actually, and it reduces risk of chronic disease like heart disease, diabetes, cancer. So really important. And those low mercury fish are the ones we're talking about, the SMASH. But there are others, right, that are low mercury that isn't in the SMASH. That's just an easy acronym to help people remember like the common ones.
Mm-hmm. You guys should all know it by now because Sandra tests me like every other week.
That's right.
I've named that about 18 times now.
In episode 4, we did Immune Health Part 2 and we talked about the omega-3s. And also episode 44, Food and Mood, we discussed the omega-3s.
Mm-hmm.
It comes up quite often. Oh, and tuna, how much in a week episode. That was Nutrition Nugget 6. So there's been lots of different episodes. And we interviewed Kara Harbstreet, dietitian, in episode 92. And we talked about the pescatarian diet.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. Which is based around...
fish.
Yeah. Pescatarian. Yep. Exactly.
Exactly. Pesca.
So some of the other low mercury fish, I just want to go back here so that people have an idea. Clams and crabs, flounder, haddock. Oysters, I mentioned before, perch. Oh, I used to fish at the cottage when I was young, and that was the first fish I ever caught.
Yeah, I remember perch and bass. That's what we'd catch, and trout sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So actually, they are considered low mercury, and scallops and shrimp and sole and calamari, squid and trout. So there's quite a few low merc fish, but the high ones, the ones that have higher levels of the heavy metal because they're bigger fish. So they will be eating all the small fish. And so it's biomagnification where it goes up the food chain and the level of heavy metals increases with the bigger predatory fish.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So shark has a very high level of mercury, swordfish, king mackerel, I mentioned before, tilefish, marlin, orange ruffy, and the big eye tuna.
The big eye tuna.
Yeah, those are the ones that have more of the heavy metal buildup.
Mm-hmm. And some of those are actually offered in tuna. Like when you buy tuna in the store, sometimes it is those bigger fish, well, bigger tuna.
Like the fresh in the, like,
yeah. Because there are, I mean, I never really paid attention when I bought cans of tuna. I just looked at the price, but there's different varieties of tuna and they're packed in water or whatever else they're packed in. But sometimes they're the yellowfin or the albacore or the, you know, there's all the different varieties of tuna. So you got to be careful which one you're picking.
Well, yeah, especially if you're pregnant or breastfeeding or you're feeding tuna to the kids quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Skipjack is the lower, like the smaller tuna type fish that would be the better one to look for. But we did a whole episode, as I mentioned, episode Nutrition Nugget 6, all about tuna and how much in a week it was called.
I would guess tuna is probably one of the more common canned fishes that people eat, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I see. And, you know, the thing is, I do work with a variety of different clients and in long-term care. A lot of older people and younger people do not eat fish, don't eat seafood, don't eat shellfish. And so...
Do you know why?
Why?
I was thinking of this earlier too. I think because it's icky.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, I think that I remember kids when they're young, you open a can of whatever fish and they're like, ew.
It looks like cat food.
It doesn't look pleasant. You know, it's icky. So.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's one of those things. It's probably, you get used to the taste, the flavor, the more you try it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You just kind of have to not think about it because it is kind of like you're eating a fish sometimes. I mean, it depends. Like the sardines, sometimes they look like they've just taken a sardine, cut the head off and stuck it in a can. And it's like, okay.
It's such good food, but, though.
Oh, it's tasty.
It's like literally like food, like one of the best foods there are out there.
You know what the trick is? Hot sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like oh.
Little Louisiana hot sauce or some sort of like wet kind of sauce that can just kind of, they can marinate in.
You can even use sardines, like put them in a stir fry. Like, so use them, open a can and, you know, add your veggies, maybe your onion, your garlic in a pan, mm-hmm. and then add some sardines and then put some spices in there, other vegetables, and it can be part of your protein for the meal.
Yeah. Just make sure you turn on the blower fan. That's the one downside to cooking fish.
So there's deficiencies, right? So the reason I mentioned it, and I want to really get the word out that it's really a key, the omega-3s are a real key for our brain health and our skin, our immune system. So I know it's icky for some people. And if you're absolutely not going to have fish, then you should be looking into an omega-3 supplement. It's really important to include omega-3s. We do get plant-based omega-3s, the DHA, from, do you remember what foods?
I do not remember.
Flaxseed,
oh, okay.
Ground flaxseed,
right.
Chia seeds, and walnuts.
Oh, okay.
Are some good sources of the omega-3 plant food, like the plant-based omega-3. But there are deficiencies. So there's not like a standard test for omega-3 to test an omega-3 deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, there's a 5 different deficiency symptoms that you might notice. And I see this in the elderly residents that don't eat fish or they are allergic to shellfish or they don't eat seafood. You know, I see that all the time over and over again. And so one of the things is skin irritation, dryness. It can affect your skin. It's your biggest organ in the body.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So not having enough omega-3 in your system can really affect your skin. So if you're prone to rashes or dry skin, irritation, that can all maybe be related to a omega-3 deficiency.
Oh, interesting.
The other one is huge, depression. There's a correlation with populations with low omega-3 and a higher incidence of depression.
Hmm. Because it affects your brain, like it affects your brain chemistry, right?
Yeah. Omega-3s are neuroprotective. And so they can protect against depression. They can protect against Alzheimer's disease, Alzheimer's dementia, bipolar. And so it's really important. There is correlations also with low omega-3 status and different types of dementia. As I mentioned, the Alzheimer's. The next one is dry eyes. So if you are someone that has dry eyes, that could be related to not getting enough omega-3s in the week.
Like dry, itchy eyes. You might think it's hay fever or something like those kind of symptoms. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And the next one is joint pain and stiffness. And I know a lot of people do have osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, or they are just feeling like, oh, I'm aging. Oh, my joints are more stiff and painful when I move. Well, that might be an indicator that you're not getting enough fish in your diet.
Hmm.
Twice a week is, you know, the size of the palm of your hand is a serving. So try to get the smash fish twice a week in to get those omega-3s.
Is that all of them or is there one more?
A deficiency symptom?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one more.
Okay.
Your hair.
My hair? Someone's hair. And if my hair looks dry, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, the texture, the integrity, the density, if you are starting to have hair loss or thinning, if you're having any changes in your hair quality, it can be related to a deficiency of omega-3.
You know what these all sound like to me? They sound like they're lubricating your body. I mean, like the oil from the omega-3 is lubricating because like your joints are stiff. They, you know, that's, is that what it's doing maybe?
Absolutely.
Like you're dry and you don't have enough kind of lubrication.
That's right. Yep. And we did a whole episode on fats, grease, and oil, how to lubricate your body from within.
Oh, that's why it sounds familiar maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, it's so important. And I think the thing is, as you mentioned, a lot of people don't like fish, or it's the ick factor, or sea bugs, or like, you know, seafood. They look like bugs, but at the bottom of the sea or whatever. But we have to get over that because we need omega-3s. And if you're not eating them, then a supplement might be in order. So you should talk to your health professional and figure out if you need a supplement, because especially in pregnancy, well, you're growing a baby, a fetus, and you want the baby to have good development of their eyes, their brain. It's really important, omega-3s. So somehow, if you can get some omega-3s in your weekly intakes, it's important.
Absolutely. Right on. Well, thanks for sharing that. That was quite a bit of valuable information, I would think, and pretty understandable. It's nice when you can get some good, decent information that you actually understand. So hopefully that's usable for people.
So Rob, I am asking you, what are the take-home messages and how would you include fish in your week?
Well, you want to have twice a week.
How do you eat fish?
You know, I usually just open a can and just put it on some crackers with some hot sauce, like I said, oysters, sardines. A lot of them are flavored now too, which helps.
Yes.
You can buy all sorts of different flavors of different fish. So that's helpful for the ick factor.
Yeah, there's like the mustard thing. And tomato and soy oil or in water. There's like hot sauce, jalapeno. There's so many different varieties now. Like it's almost like becoming more trendy and cool to have canned fish.
It is cool.
And it's so good for you. And especially if you do not have dairy or include any milk or milk products in your diet and you're a woman, it's really important to try to have some fish with the bones in the can, because that's a really good source of absorbable calcium. So that's another important way to get a calcium-rich food, is to include your fish. And that's why I said, like sardines, for instance, and canned salmon are just like foods from the god. It's so good for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hear over and over again people that say what you were saying, oh, it's icky and it's gross and I don't like fish, but try to figure out a way to like it and try to figure out a way to include it, because it has so many benefits and we do need it. And we talked to Doug Cook on brain foods, and that was a big discussion with him too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Episode,
I can't remember now, but yeah, we'll put it in the show notes with all these other episodes we mentioned. Do you know what my favorite canned fish is?
What's that?
Is that Mediterranean flavored mackerel. It is so good. It's got like sun-dried tomatoes and black olives and olive oil and some different spices in it. And it is like a meal. It is so, so good. So see if you can find that in your store. The other thing to look for too is different versions of salmon. Like I'm talking fresh salmon that's, you know, candied salmon or lox, you know, that you can put on your bagel. There's different versions of, like, fish is produced in different ways. So you can buy it, you know, it's not always in a can is what I'm trying to say. So look for something that you like. You know, we go crazy over the candied salmon here. It's delicious. It's big chunks of dried smoked salmon that's it's so good. So
It doesn't last long in our house.
No, it doesn't last long at all. But there's lots of different types of fish other than the canned fish. So there's just find something that agrees with your palate.
I'm looking up the Doug Cook episode. Can't find it. Episode 95, Nutrition for Brain Health with Doug Cook, dietitian.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
It is a really good one. Yeah.
Good. Well, that wraps up the smash fish.
Smash your fish. Yep. Get some good tips. So
smash it and mash it up. And if it's canned fish, then you're going to eat it with the bones.
You can find more information on what we're doing and on all sorts of different topics on our website, mywifethedietitian.com. We've got an amazing blog on there you can check out. And we've also got a newsletter you can sign up for. It'll keep you in the loop. It's basically a weekly newsletter we send out. And it'll give you all the links and things we've been doing through the week and sort of one-stop shopping. So it's a good thing to put your name up for. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. We're on there a bit doing some different things. And don't forget to rate and review the show. That's always helpful. Helps other people find the show, and it makes us feel good. So it's kind of a win-win.
If you want to rate and review, that would be great. And send us a message at mywifethedrd@gmail.com for a question that you might have, or any input or feedback, any episodes or information that you want to hear about, or any tips. We would love to hear from you.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's it for this week. We'll be back next Monday with a full episode. And like I said, check out the website, sign up for the newsletter, and we can keep in touch that way. So have a great week, everyone. We will be back on Monday. Thanks for joining us today on My Wife the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review, and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends. For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode.